It's like,
this is Susan just saying, we're under construction, so there's not a quiet place in the courthouse, and so I apologize for my background noise.
All right. Chris, are we good?
Yes, you are.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and get started with our Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, Electronic Recording Technology Board meeting. I show the time is 9:33 a.m. Michelle, would you please start with the roll call?
Matt Crane is here. Sam Sterrett.
Present.
Gary Zimmerman.
Here.
Gary Leese.
Here.
Scott Stuckey.
Here.
Dan Martin is excused. Gilbert Ortiz.
We let him off for his birthday?
We did.
Michelle?
This is Bo. I just joined the call.
Okay. Bo's here. Susan Corliss.
Susan's here.
Kim Bonner. Excused. And then legal counsel Bill Hobbs.
Good morning. I'm here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Michelle, when did we start giving people days off for their birthday?
We're docking their pay, though, Mr. Chair.
I think we should, right?
Right.
Right. Or it should come out of any future grant request Adams County puts in, I think.
Part of the new kinder, gentler ERT.
Okay, we'll go. Exactly, right? Okay, first item on the agenda. Before we go any further, is there anybody, any members of the public on the call? Okay, hearing none. Agenda item number one is approval of the minutes from May 11th. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Does anybody have any changes? I did not see any. Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our May 11th meeting.
Mr. Chair, it's Scott. So moved.
Thank you, Scott. Do we have a second? Thank you, Sam. All right, any further discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the minutes from the May 11th meeting are approved. Second agenda item today is the Treasurer's Report. Gary?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We received our financial statements for the period ending April 30th, and our Executive Director and I reviewed them and found them to be in good order. With respect to accounts receivable, we have just two exceptions, and the rest of our counties are current in their transmittals. One small county continues to be behind, and at present is 2 months behind. And one very large county continues to lag by a month. And for this particular set of financials, the decrement to our revenue is $23,068. Michelle is working with that large county. We expected to see an improvement this month for May collections, although we haven't seen it yet. The county is committed that they are going to work towards a resolution. So for the month of March, our revenue was $195,213. Again, notable, the decrement from the large county in excess of $23,000. Our year-to-date revenue at just over $3.2 million. So you can see that month over or year over year, the decrement is $14,014.74. Quite honestly, I don't recall if last March we were dealing with the same deferral from the large county. That would be an important thing for me to know, and I will go back and check on that. In terms of expenses, our expenses are disproportionately low, and that was because of processing of our executive director's consulting fee. Our expenses, just shy of $3,100, were almost entirely for legal services. So normalized, we would have had about $9,100 in expenses, and that will be reflected on the May statement. In case anybody is interested, we did transmit our financial details to Anton Collins Mitchell last week. I did a cursory review of our revenue reports, and it appears that our April revenue will be somewhere in the area of $213,000. Again, a deferred revenue from the one very large county that hasn't been paying timely. So the decline that we saw in this month that I'm reporting, there's been a substantial climb, you know, roughly $17,000-$18,000. And with that, I'll entertain any questions, and if there are none, that's my report, Mr. Chair.
Hey, thank you, Gary. Any questions for Gary?
Hey, Gary, it's Scott. The larger county that we're dealing with, is this just a kind of an operational snafu, or what's causing the delay there?
Well, I'll ask Michelle to jump in. My high-level understanding it was that they had a systematic change sometime last year, and they were working through some process changes. We are receiving those remittances via a physical check coming snail mail, which is highly unusual. So my understanding from Michelle is that her discussions with the manager or executive who runs their recording unit is that they're working towards electronic submittal that will, you know, largely address the delay. So that's the high level understanding. Michelle, is there any granularity that you would fill in with?
Well, I do want to say that I don't know for sure that they can do it. They're looking into it. So I'll have more to report next month as to whether they can submit those electronically. And I think that'll help, although they are still submitting behind. So, for example, this month they didn't mail their check for their remittance until June 12th for April. So they're still behind. And, you know, obviously they mailed their check on the 6th, and we still haven't received it yet. So, I will work with their deputy clerk and figure out ways that we can get them more timely.
I'm just curious. I mean, it seems to me if it's a larger county, they have infrastructure to process a bill.
You would think.
You would think, and it's also a county that that financially is in pretty good shape. So there's questions that we have that there should be crisp answers for, and we're just sort of failing to understand. Michelle and I spoke earlier. I am more than happy to dive in if after this next conversation with the deputy clerk, Michelle thinks that she needs help. And I think we're at the point after such a lengthy period of time that if we can't get to a resolution here relatively quickly, we should have a conversation with, you know, Michelle, the board chair, myself, and the county clerk. This represents in excess of 10% of our customary monthly revenue, so it's substantial.
Wow.
That was primarily why I was asking is, you know, based on the report as I read it, it was a large amount. And like I said, I understand going through conversion changes or having, you know, staff changes or, you know, for a period of time. Hopefully this doesn't, you know, isn't something that is just becoming difficult that we have to deal with. Would rather kind of address it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I have a variety of other tangential concerns as well. For example, in our scoring rubric, we have a component that refers to the payment practices of the county. And if a county is not current or they're not customarily on time, we decrement their score. And were that to have an impact on somebody receiving a grant, I think that they would, by rights, be able to say, well, you know, you have one of the wealthiest and largest counties in the state that has never been on time. You know, how come you're not doing something about that? There's an issue there. And then the other issue I believe we have as board members is we have a fiduciary responsibility, and we have terms and conditions that are pretty straightforward. And you know, we have two counties, one very small and, you know, somewhat impoverished,
right,
and the other one very large and comparatively wealthy, that have basically never adhered.
I guess taking this to a rather, you know, rather extreme position, what are our enforcement options?
I'm not sure. We don't have the ability.
Hey guys, real quick, is anybody else getting intermittent cutouts from the call?
No, I'm good.
I'm not.
This is Sam.
All right, I'm gonna hang up and dial back in. I may have a bad connection, so I'll be out. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
While we're waiting for Matt, just to finish my thought, I don't believe we have any enforcement ability other than the ability to withhold a grant. But there is a there is a statutory requirement for counties to make this payment, and I'm going to ask our legal counsel and former Deputy Secretary of State if he's got any thoughts around if God forbid it got to that point, which I sure hope it doesn't.
Yeah, like I said, I know that's kind of an extreme, crazy question, but I'm just kind of pondering.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that there might be a step that we would take with the legislature, but that would be pretty extreme. Bill, do you have any thoughts or?
Well, Gary, as you pointed out, there's a statutory responsibility. I think we can find a way if we need to put some enforcement pressure on a county. And I don't know, we ought to think a little bit about how we do that. But I feel pretty sure that perhaps through the AG's Attorney General's office or that we could find a way to put some pressure to make a demand on the county. I hate for it to come to that, but I feel like the board does have the authority to seek collection of amounts that are owing. I'm just thinking out loud right now, but I feel like we could figure out a way to do it or something that I would do on behalf of the board. You know, a demand letter or something like that.
Yeah. Let me start by escalating it to the deputy clerk, and then if we need to, we can also escalate it to the clerk and recorder, because this may just, you know, be an issue where we need to escalate it to hire people than who's doing it. So let me start with that and see where we get, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I was not suggesting a different course of action at all. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for me?
Matt, you're back on?
Yeah, I'm back in.
Okay.
Any other questions related to our financials? That would conclude my report then, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Also, I think before I had to get off, it sounded like somebody else came into the call. Did we have somebody else jump in? Okay. All right, agenda item number three, executive director updates. Michelle?
So I have four items, Mr. Chair. The first one is board reappointments. We've heard from everybody about their desire to stay on or need reappointments. Everybody's elected to be reappointed except for Sam Starrett. So this is actually his last meeting. So thank you, Sam, for all that you've done over the last 2 years in helping move this organization forward. And I'm sure the board would like to extend their thanks as well.
Well, I really appreciate it. I wish I could re-up. It's just the demands of work and home life are becoming more than I can do with some of the volunteer things I'm doing. So I this is not the only one that I'll be exiting from, but I very much have enjoyed being on this board, and it's been a very important thing that we've done, I think.
Thank you, Sam.
We really appreciate all your help and your contribution, Sam. We're grateful.
I didn't realize this was going to be my last meeting. I would have, like, you know, I guess prepared some kind of, I guess you're lucky that that I didn't know that it was my last meeting.
So sorry, I just got booted off the call. So I'm assuming we're talking about board reappointments, and we just got done with Sam. So thank you. I know that you have a lot of other commitments, Sam, so I appreciate the time that you have given to the board. As for the others, I believe Matt and Scott Stuckey should have already received their reappointment letters from the Secretary of State, and Bo and Susan, I'm working with the Chiefs of Staff of the Senate President and Speaker of the House to get your letters as well. And then we'll be working with the Governor's Office to reappoint someone from the Colorado Bar Association for that position.
Michelle, I did get mine. Thank you.
And this is Scott. I got my letter as well.
Okay, great. And then I included in our email that I sent out to you some links about the press coverage that we've received recently about our grant awards. Thanks to Lynn Bartles and her amazing work. So thank you, Gary, for loaning her to us. We went out to Lincoln County and presented checks to Lincoln County and Cheyenne County, and Susan and Stan were there. And then we also went up to Eagle County to present her check, and Kim and Matt Crane were there. We sent out press releases. We had some local media coverage, and Lynn has also written some blogs on the Secretary of State's website that are widely followed. So I encourage you to look at those links if you hadn't had a chance and see the pictures and read the stories. We are planning on doing another round, but we're going to have to wait until after the election. So we'll probably look at that sometime in July.
Michelle,
did everybody get a chance to look at the links?
Yeah, Michelle, it's Gary. I can tell you from looking at the electronic press clipping service that we utilize, it's called Meltwater, we did pretty darn well in terms of local coverage, which is really what matters.
Yeah.
Those first two visits, things got picked up by local media, and that's the important thing. The business community knows we're supporting them.
That's great.
Yeah. Lynn did a great job in getting those press releases out to the local smaller papers out there, and in fact, some of them showed up to our event, so that was great. The next one, I talked a little bit about this. I don't know if you guys ever heard with Bill Hobbs before the call started, but Officially, the state controller has approved our grant agreement template. So thank you, Bill Hobbs, for the tedious work of redlining our grant agreement and working that through the process and working with them to get that done. I'm now in the process of doing each individual grant agreement, and Bill's going to look those over, and then we're going to submit those to the counties for signature. So we're kind of on our way with getting checks finally cut, which is great. And then lastly, now that we have some pictures and we've awarded some grants, I think it's a good opportunity to put together a newsletter again. And I'm trying to, and then this mostly goes out to our industry partners and people like that. I'm trying to think of the right timing to do this. I was thinking maybe a July newsletter, so it'll be after the election. Does that seem appropriate, or when do you think is the best time to be putting out the next version of a newsletter?
I think after the 4th of July holiday, then you're more likely to.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Maybe after, I should be more clear, because of the 4th of July, I think, is on a Wednesday this year. So probably the Monday following.
Okay, perfect. So I will do that and get that out and get you guys a copy as well. And Mr. Chair, that is it.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. Any questions for Michelle before we move on? All right, hearing none, it's agenda item number 4, it's a grant application approval. Bo, we'll turn that over to you, sir.
Actually, I think Michelle's going to run it. We only had 2 grants, and I haven't seen the scoring yet.
I have the spreadsheet up on the screen, Mr. Chair, if you want to see it. That's okay. We have one for Kit Carson County for $28,839.84. This is reimbursement for 2017 maintenance fees, 2018 maintenance fees, an HP scanner, and 2 HP computers. And then the second one is for Sedgwick County and the amount of $11,050. And this is reimbursement for recording equipment replacement, including a server, workstation, and installation. And those are the 2. Their scores are incredibly similar. One averaged 133 and the other averaged 126. So they're very close.
All right, do we have any questions for our grant committee in terms of either of these requests? All right, hearing none, I would look for a motion to approve Kit Carson County's request for $28,000. Is there anybody who would like to move that?
So moved. It's Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Do we have a second?
This is Bo. I second it.
Thank you, sir. All right. Any further discussion on the Kit Carson grant request? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the Kit Carson request is approved.
I'm sorry, just for
go ahead, Michelle. Sorry about that.
No, my fault. Susan, I think you said you wanted to abstain from this vote. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll officially mark it as 6-0 approved. Thank you.
Okay. All right, and then we will, I would entertain a motion to approve Sedgwick County's request for $11,050.
Susan moves to do so.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, do we have a second?
This is Scott. I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the Sedgwick County grant request is approved. All right. And Susan, congratulations on your grant request there. That's exciting.
Thank you. It is. My commissioners looked at me like, you really think we'll get this money? And I said, yes, this is what we've been working for.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Okay. Agenda item number 6. This has been a quick meeting this morning. Our future meeting dates and agenda items. Michelle, do we have another date on the calendar in July?
July 27th at 9:30 a.m.
9:30. Oh.
And that is a conference call, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to, since we'll have a couple, well, I guess we'll only have one new board member, so I'll go ahead and try and reach out to committee and set an August date then.
Yeah, to do in person, you mean? Or just generally?
Yes.
I think it'd be good to, since we have a new board member coming on, it'd be good to do an in-person if we can.
Maybe the in-person will be August or September. I'll look at either one of those and see when people are available.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. August would be a little bit better, I think, for clerks because in September we'll be focused on the general.
Right.
But let's see what works for everybody.
Okay.
All right. And as always, if you have any requests for future agenda items, please let Michelle or me know, and we will make sure they get on the agenda. All right. Any other questions, comments, concerns? All right. I would entertain a motion then to close the meeting today.
So moved. It's Scott.
Thank you, Scott. And a second. I'll second it. Any opposed? All right. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for your work. I appreciate it.
Thank you.